It was a decision made by the amount of support and encouragement that I received to do so, and I decided that I would do it rather than have regrets afterwards and let people down following the great support I was receiving.
And what will be your policies going forward?
Okay, well, my campaign started out with all these extra taxes and charges back on when austerity kicked in 2008, 2009, and people didn't have money to pay bills, pay existing bills. And then the government decided that they were going to penalise us more with household charges and property tax and then water charges. And I just didn't see where the money was going to come from to pay for all these if people couldn't pay existing bills. So the campaign started really then with the water meter installation. I mean, that was what got everybody. It was really the last straw for a lot of people, and they weren't having any more, and they didn't want to see their, you know, losing their water supply and to the danger of it being privatised. So since then, I've been campaigning, and Aries Water is the finest example of the most corrupt company that I ever come across. They don't answer to anything. They won't comply with anything. It seems they're a law unto themselves, and it's only actually yesterday that I've got a response from Alan Kelly after 1 year of sending him messages. The other big issue now, and may even be bigger than water charges, is the bank debt. People in mortgage difficulties and facing possession. Since people have been involved in supporting people at the courts, and since I've been involved, we've got a committee organised in Letterkenny, and anybody that avails of our help through this committee are not losing their homes. We are fighting back, and we are winning against the banks because we have exposed how corrupt they are, and we have found how we can legally demand from them information for them to verify if they owe the bank debt or not. It's working, and the bank cannot prove so far to the people that they're charging or threatening with possession that they actually owe them a debt, and it's unbelievable what's going on, and it's really going to become forefront in the next 2 months, and I don't know what is going to be the result of all this, because when the banks cannot prove that a debt is owed, then people will be suspending their mortgage payments, and that's it.